This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Wednesday, December 4, Glimmers of Hope. Our reading comes from Genesis chapter 4 and 5. Adam made love to his wife again, and she gave birth to a son and named him Seth, saying, "God has granted me another child in place of Abel, since Cain killed him." Seth also had a son, and he named him Enosh. At that time, people began to call on the name of the Lord. This is the written account of Adam's family line. When God created mankind, he made them in the likeness of God. He created them male and female and blessed them, and he named them mankind when they were created. Adam had a son in his own likeness, in his own image, and he named him Seth. After Seth was born, Adam lived 800 years and had other sons and daughters. Altogether, Adam lived a total of 930 years, and then he died. Adam and Eve must have been devastated when Cain murdered Abel. Nevertheless, they continued to rely on the promise of God. When Eve had another son, Seth, she said, "God has granted me another child." The word for child here also means offspring, indicating reliance on the promise God had made. Although we know salvation was a long way off, we can also see a glimmer of hope here. For as Seth grew up and also had children, we read, "At that time, people began to call on the name of the Lord." We see another glimmer of hope where Seth is described as a son of Adam, in his own likeness, in his own image. This reference echoes the words of Genesis 1 verse 27, indicating that our gracious and faithful God and Heavenly Father was renewing humankind. As we celebrate the coming of Christ at Christmas and long for his coming again to complete the work of restoring God's world, may we serve our Lord joyfully and call on his name each day, knowing that God's Son himself came to live among us to fulfill God's promise of salvation. We can worship him with all our heart, singing, "O come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord." Pray with me. Dear God, thank you for the hope you give us in the coming of Jesus, our Savior. As we continue to struggle against sin in our lives and in the world, may we faithfully worship and joyfully serve you. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.